November 14, Matthew 27, 11 to 26, Pilate. When Pilate realized that nothing more could be done, but that there would soon be a riot, he took a bowl of water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I take no responsibility for the death of this man. You must see to that yourselves." Matthew 27, 24, Phillips. If at the first Pilate had stood firm, refusing to condemn a man whom he found guiltless, he would have broken the fatal chain that was to bind him in remorse and guilt as long as he lived. Had he carried out his convictions of right, the Jews would not have presumed to dictate to him. Christ would have been put to death, but the guilt would not have rested upon Pilate. But Pilate had taken step after step in the violation of his conscience. He had excused himself from judging with justice and equity, and he now found himself almost helpless in the hands of the priests and rulers. His wavering and indecision proved his ruin. In fear and self-condemnation, Pilate looked upon the Savior. In the vast sea of upturned faces, his alone was peaceful. About his head a soft light seemed to shine. Pilate said in his heart, "He is a God." Turning to the multitude, he declared, "I am clear of his blood. Take ye him and crucify him. But I pronounce him a just man. May he whom he claims to be as his father judge you and not me for this day's work." Then to Jesus he said, "Forgive me for this act. I cannot save you." Pilate longed to deliver Jesus, but he saw that he could not do this and yet retain his own position and honor. Rather than lose his worldly power, he chose to sacrifice an innocent life. How many to escape loss or suffering in like manner sacrifice principle? Conscience and duty point one way and self-interest points another. Pilate yielded to the demands of the mob. Rather than risk losing his position, he delivered Jesus up to be crucified. But the very thing he dreaded afterward came upon him. His honors were stripped from him. He was cast down from his high office, and stung by remorse and wounded pride, not long after the crucifixion, he ended his own life. So all who compromise with sin will gain only sorrow and ruin. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12.